My name is Grayson, I'm Brad's son, and I just want to start off by saying thank you to everyone for coming out. We appreciate all of your support, and we obviously couldn't run a campaign like this without all of you, so thank you. I just want to start off by saying that I'm so happy looking out and seeing all these excited faces here to support my dad, because I understand everything you guys are feeling, because when they first told me that my dad was going to be running for Congress, I was so excited. Not because I could say my dad was going to be in the White House or because of all the political excitement, but because I know he has what it takes to put this country on the right path. And I don't want it. He's honest, he's hardworking, and he has more integrity than any other man I have ever met. And he is exactly what we need so people like me and my generation don't have to fix all the problems that our government is making right now. We may not agree on everything, but I know that if Brad is able to bring half of the level-headedness and wisdom that he has brought into my life into Congress, then our country will be much better off for it. So please give it up for my dad, Brad Zahn.
Thank you all for being here today. I am overwhelmed and humbled that so many people would show up to help me out. And I am so proud of my family, and I couldn't do it without my family. And Grayson was the person, the son, that volunteered to help out a little bit today. And I will have to brag about him for a second. He just won the state championship as a policy debater in the state of Iowa. So. So he was perfect for that position. There's a lot of special people in my life, and a lot of friends that are here as well. And right now, I want to take a time just to recognize some people that I know that are watching out over me. I lost my dad a year ago, and I know my dad is gleaming from heaven right now. And my grandmother, and certainly a good friend of mine, Brad Payton, is another person that I really, really am going to miss. And they've had a huge impact on my life. Another person that's very special in my life is my wife, Dee Dee. She is my rock. I will never forget when Congressman Latham decided to retire. And I found that out as a shock, as like probably everybody in this room. And my wife said, "You're going to run, aren't you?" And I said, "I was really surprised by that, considering the last go-around we went through." But she said, "Suck it up. It's 9 months. It's the same as what I've been through carrying our children." I also want to introduce and recognize some other people that are very special in my life. My mom is here, Sue. You know Grayson. Grayson's here. Of course, Devin is our youngest. And then Drew came in just today, and he's got to go back to Iowa City, and he's here as well. And my two other kids are up in Minnesota, working, hopefully. And I want to recognize some of the people that are going to help me put this campaign together. And I've got some outstanding people that are with me. I know Ryan Keller is here. He was worked for Polk County Republicans. And I've got some other people here that I'd love you all to meet. Josh Robinson and Casey Phillips are people that are helping me out, and someone that has a lot of experience. They just were very involved in Chris Christie's re-election, as well as a special election down in Louisiana. Congressional race, and if anybody's a junkie here, you'd probably recognize when the Duck Dynasty guys got involved. They were part of that campaign. But I have Doug and Nick, and I don't know if Al Caduce is here. Al Caduce is going to be my treasurer, and really excited. I know there's a lot of senators and representatives here. I know Mark Shelgren's here. I think I saw Hubert Hauser, who was here, and I apologize if I leave anybody out. The Urbandale mayor. Bob Andweg's here. I know that Jake Heifel was planning on coming if he didn't get hung up at the Capitol, and a lot of senators and representatives came and talked to me about, hey, listen, I can't be here because I got to do the people's business, which I want them to do. Because I'm not down there watching what's going on. But I can tell you there's a lot of other people here. We've got Councilman Dave Russell's here, Councilman Eric Klein, Michael McCoy, and we've got, I think there's probably Ken Rosenblum is here. He's in the Senate with me. And I hope I didn't miss anybody else that might be here. And I just appreciate everybody being here. Daryl Carney's here as well. And we've got a U.S. Senate candidate here. Sam Clovis is here as well. First of all, we need to honor the work that Tom Latham did. Tom was a true statesman. And people don't realize the time away from family and the sacrifices that they made. And he was a good example of someone that shows respect, even if we don't agree on all the issues. And I want to take a moment to honor his work as well. Now, I've learned a lot of life lessons. Definitely learned some lessons in 2010 and made some mistakes that will not be repeated. But I'll tell you, the life lessons that I've learned is when I had my first business, when I had a custom round baling business, my dad set me up and I said, you need to get out there, you need to work. And I did that, and then I learned a lot of lessons from my dad. My dad had a John Deere dealership in Indianola, and believe me, he had me pushing brooms and working through as a mechanic. And I, by the way, I'll probably be the only congressional candidate that still chains the oil on all my own cars. But I learned a lot of lessons with him. And it was simple lessons. There better be more money coming in than going out. I had a hardware store in Urbandale for 18 years. It was a dream job. And let me tell you, I ran into some tough times. I ran through some tough times. And I made the tough decisions that need to be. And I learned lessons there as well. Today, and I've got a lot of my coworkers here from a company that I'm involved with, the Grapnel Tech Services. It's an IT company in West Des Moines. We employ a lot of people. And it is another example of what we need to do in Washington, D.C. The public service that I've been able to do, being a city council member for 2 years, being a mayor for 7 years, and of course being in the Iowa Senate the last 8 years. I learned a lot of lessons. And this is what separates me from some of the good people that are in this race right now. I've had real experience of creating jobs, balancing budgets, and cutting taxes. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. This is what we all go through as individuals and families and business owners. The other thing, I've learned how to work across the aisle. Now listen, I'm not going to give up on my principles, but what's going on in Washington, D.C. is wrong. And we need someone at times that'll stand up to the leadership, which I've done down the Capitol. When the Republicans are wrong, I tell them they're wrong. When the Democrats are wrong, which are wrong about 97% of the time, I tell them they're wrong. But a lot of you people know me here. I call a spade, I tell it the way it is. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I promise you this, I listen, but I form my opinion and I do what I think is right in my heart. And I was talking to Sam Clovis earlier today. You know what I get to do every night? Sleep peacefully, because I am honest with everybody about what I do. I've learned in public service, you have to be respectful. I'm not happy about what's going on in Washington, D.C. The name-calling that's going on, calls one of our people. I don't like that, and it's got to stop. And it's definitely not a good example to the younger people. When's the last time you ever heard anything good come out of Washington, D.C.? I don't think I'm hearing anything. The reason why is government is too big, it spends too much, and it sticks its nose in our business where they shouldn't be. On the whole, I think D.C. is a terrible place. It's hot, it's humid, it even smells. But most importantly, it lacks people who put the country before their own self-interest. That's not me. And this is one of the reasons why we have to send good people to Washington, D.C. I mean, look at it. Executive orders that are out of control. You got regulations and red tape. You got Obamacare. And you got the IRS that's coming after you if you don't sit down and shut up. Well, those days are over with. And that's not going to be, and this is exactly what I'm going to be fighting against. I consider myself blessed to have raised my kids in Iowa, but I'm really worried about the future for them. The mess in D.C. has me worried about the country we will leave to the next generation. I will stand up in D.C. and say, enough is enough. I want to make one thing clear. I will not leave debt to my children or yours. Well, how are we going to do this? You know what we're going to do? We're going to use a little bit of common sense and take some of those principles that I've learned from business. Everything's on the table except for one thing. We have responsibility as citizens to take care of the greatest generation and all the elderly that's out there. And I thank all the veterans that are here. I know Lee's here, and I salute you all. Thank you for what you do. We have a responsibility to take care of the people that are less fortunate than ourselves. This is a non-negotiable for me. This is the seniors. This is people that are disabled. And everyone that needs and relies on our government. It's not negotiable for me. But everything else is negotiable for me. We have got to put all the cards on the table, and we've got to make some changes in Washington, D.C. Again, I will not leave this debt to my children or yours. If you send me to Washington, D.C., I make a promise. I will be home every weekend to spend time with my family and all of my neighbors. This race is important. Why is it important? Right now, it's a top five race in the nation. The eyes of the country is going to be watching this race. We need to stand together. That is the only way we will get Washington, D.C. to listen. I am very, very humbled to be here today. And I thank you so much for being here. God bless you all. God bless the state of Iowa. Now, this is an example of me. This is something the Des Moines Register published when I was mayor. We ran the city of Urbandale like it was a business. We cut taxes. And this is what I say in this article. I'm a tightwad.
Amen.
I am a tightwad to everyone in the state of Iowa, and everyone I represent, because that is not my money or DC's money, that is your money. Thank you very much.